There was some younger people, younger than me, who were willing to speak of my question and not quite know exactly what it was themselves because they are much younger than me. But they are very interested. All the young people are interested in all these things. When I went to the Big Trout Lake to have this festivity, there were those who perform in traditional manner and dress in traditional manner, and those who actually go into our places in different groups. There were those who go into our groups as the singers and the material dances, I mean, dances, a group dances, and also those who are Christianized and sing. And there were many different groups. And that was the trip that I took. And that cost us about $5,000 to go there. I put in my share and my travel money. And then we went on to from Shamarawa, Manitoba to York Landing, it's called. It's not far from a CNR. And there is another community called Cross Lake, not far from the York Landing. And all these people who live there, they are originally from York Factory. They were the members of the York Factory members. And most of them were half-breeds. And they were still, some of them regained their treaty status and have come to choose that place to live as the treaty people, but not necessarily have a reserve in where they stay, but the ground land which became community land. And I don't know exact situation about this, but that's not my interest. My interest is to visit the elders and see and speak to them if I can get some answers or some comments from them. Unfortunately, in York Landing, there were again two people that we know of. One is much younger than my age, probably a few years younger, and it was my wife's cousin that we went to visit. The young lady who had produced a book called The Voices from Hudson Bay. And she has collected the stories from her friends and relatives and other their relatives' friends. And she had produced perhaps 500-page book in which she interviewed the elders. And in that book, there was not much of a subject of shamanism. And that is the reason why I thought maybe I should bring out the true value of the Muskego culture. And these are the Muskego people. They're called, in English, Swambee Crees, because they came from the York Factory. York Factory is the end of the Swambee land, although it still continues into the northwest, but mostly in solid rocks out there. But it doesn't matter, but officially in our language, we think York Factory is the extreme northwest of the Cree-speaking or the Muskego-speaking people, which we say Cree-speakers. And then they move into that land when they abandoned their community in 1957. Some of them moved to the Shamarawa, some of them moved to York Landing, some of them moved to the Split Lake, and some moved to Gillam, Manitoba, and some went to Churchill, Manitoba. Mostly the half-breeds and non-status people went to Churchill, Manitoba and Gillam. And they are still in between, people who do not quite have a status or those certain groups. There are those who are called Métis, but they are not well organized. And then when we went to York Landing, I met some people, but I didn't know them. Not me, but my wife knew them through her mother's relationship. And those people were called Beardies. And I ran into one elder who was called Frederick Beardy. He's the one that tells me a story, for a very short story, and which I'm not going to quote, but have given me the idea of the question that I have in mind. There are such ways to explain those things without hurting anyone and without usually dramatizing it as we tend to do. So he tells me the story that was quite funny, and at least he speaks to me in a topic that I wanted to hear.